And good late afternoon, early evening to you. Rob Hoffman, Tyson Urbanek with you for our KLIQ Game of the Week in our Game of the Week. Nice put. Is your microphone not on, Tyson? Good. All right.
Week number two.
Yep, absolutely. Tonight we are in Roseland in the beautiful high school of Silver Lake as they host the Lawrence Nelson Raiders in a doubleheader tonight. Got the girls on tap first, and very similar to the game last night. We got a top-ranked team taking on a team that is just kind of waiting in the wings, looking to explode. So we'll start things off with the girls here, and again, it is going to be a fantastic one. Let us jump into a quick break here if we can, and when we come back, we will open things up with our Kirk Chevrolet pregame show. So stay with us. A lot of high school basketball coming your way on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
When it's time to relax, unwind, have some friendly conversation and good food and drink, stop at Dick's Place in Lawrence. Dick's Place is known for its 1.5-pound char burgers cooked to perfection. Dick's Place gets out the rolls and coffee in the morning, serves daily noon specials and sandwiches, and chicken, steak, and shrimp dinners, plus a Sunday buffet. A party room is also available. Dick's Place on Main Street in Lawrence, wishing all the Lawrence Nelson teams and athletes good luck. And do your grocery shopping at Dick's Grocery in downtown Lawrence. Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School Mustang Country in beautiful Roseland. A great evening for some fantastic basketball. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. And got the matchup tonight here. The Lawrence Nelson Raiders have traveled to Roseland to take on the number one ranked Silver Lake. Lawrence Nelson, obviously, in D2, taking on Silver Lake, who is, again, top in D1. Lawrence Nelson comes into the contest tonight with a record of 9-4, and they have faced seven common opponents, the Lady Raiders have, and they are 6-1 against them. The Lawrence Nelson team comes in. They are winners of six of their last eight games. They are a team that Coach Kathy Biltoff has absolutely got a lot of confidence that they got started off fantastic in the year. Three straight wins in the road to get things started. And then they kind of went into C2 country and ran into a little bit of a speed bump and have since recovered and gone six of their last eight victoriously. They are a team that is gelled and is coming together at arguably the perfect time of the season, the Twin Valley Conference tournament right around the corner. Lawrence Nelson, the Lady Raiders are right on top of things.
Yeah, you're right, Robin. If you take a look at their schedule, they've got two impressive wins on the season so far, both coming against the team of Kennesaw. Kennesaw, another one of those teams in D2, playing very good in girls basketball so far this season. They're playing really well, and they had a little bit of a stumble here last Tuesday as they lost to Blue Hill, a game that really got away from the Raiders. They're probably the more talented team than Blue Hill is, but it just got away from them, and they just came out slow, came out a little bit sluggish, probably looking forward to playing their rival Silver Lake tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and they will definitely be picking up to their A game to take on the Silver Lake again, especially as we get closer to the, this is the last game before the Twin Valley Conference Tournament, so it's a pretty big deal for Lawrence Nelson, the Raiders as well, and Coach Kathy Biltoff. On the other side, we're going to be looking at the Silver Lake team, 14-0, ranked number one in D1. They are a team that are firing on all cylinders. They are so deep and so talented that this is a pretty hot team under Coach Keith Crow. This is the kind of team that he's been dreaming about for a long time.
You're exactly right. And, Rob, I talked with Coach Crow before the game, and he said this was his best week of practice that he's had so far this season. He told me it's really tough to gauge where his team is at, really only because of some of the teams that they had to play last year down the stretch when they kind of fell off a little bit down the stretch last year. Those teams are simply just having down years. And so, really, through no fault of their own, you know, is their record 14-0, great right now where they're at. He's really glad to get a matchup like this tonight. Not only Lawrence Nelson, a pretty good ball team, but they're also one of the big, really big rivalries that Silver Lake has to face. So Should be a good matchup tonight. Really kind of, like I said, Keith are looking to gauge where his team is at as we get to winding on down towards the
right. Tournament. And we kind of ran into that yesterday when we were doing the undefeated Sandy Creek girls. It is hard to gauge where your team is because you're having your way. You know you're a good team. You know you're solid. But are you catching teams when they're down? Are you catching teams when things aren't going so well for them? Versus how good you are. It's kind of hard to, you know, you need to play out of the conference. Well, they did that, and they came out on top. So they know they have a solid team. They know they're doing a good job. They've got a lot of girls that are absolutely hitting some good shots, and we're going to tell you all about them. But we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings only. GM certified used dealership. No worries. Kerr Chevrolet is high school basketball. Coming your way on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the KLIQ Game of the Week. Rob Osmond, Tyson Rabonick with you. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineups. First of all, for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, 9-4 under head coach Kathy Biltop. Their starting lineup looks like this. Brittany Miller is a 5'5 senior with the start. Kristen Drudick is a 5'6 junior. Chelsea Stemper is a 5'4 senior for the Lady Raiders. And Marissa Covanda is a 5'6 junior. Kelsey Biltop, daughter of Coach Kathy Biltop, is a 6'1 sophomore. She is a hot shooter for the Lady Raiders. They have done an absolutely fantastic job for the Raiders. Their top scorers, Kelsey Biltop, scores 15 points average per game. Marissa Covanda is at 9 points. Both girls solid off the boards. Here's your starting lineup now for the Silver Lake Mustangs under head coach Keith Crow. Again, 14-0. Their starters tonight will be 5'9 senior Cammie Bruckman, averages 18 points and has really dominated. We're going to have more on this young lady here in a moment. She just made a major milestone in her basketball career today, and we're going to tell you all about that as the show goes on. 5'3 junior Bailey Morris starts tonight. She averages 11.7. She's pretty solid off the boards as well, and she is a very thrifty defender as well. 5'11 senior Shelby Ruprecht is averaging 7 points a game. She also is a very clever defensive player for Coach Crow. 5'6 senior Chloe Gibson averages just over 5 points. 5'9 senior Kayla Tim averages 11 points. So you've got three of the starters for Silver Lake that are in double digits averaging per start. That's been a huge secret. They are very solid on the offense, and they got a couple of super defenders in there in the form of Shelby Ruprecht and Bailey Morris as well. Has done quite well for the Silver Lake Mustangs, and a big reason why they sit at 14-0. Okay, we are just a little bit short before they're going to start the announcement, so I kind of want to, we alluded to it earlier, Cammie Bruckman is a 5'9 senior starter for the Silver Lake Mustangs. Tops in points. Big day for her today.
Yeah, Rob, you're exactly right. Today she signed with the Hastings College Broncos women's basketball team to be on their squad for the next season. Head coach Jeff Dittman, really excited about this signing because, as you know, Hastings College is a team that's going to have five seniors leave and four starters and then one player coming off the bench. So Hastings College losing a lot, and so he's really expecting some of his 2011 class to come in and make an immediate impact, and he believes that Cammie Bruckman can do that next season.
Yeah, and I'm sure she can because she just is absolutely excelling at this level. I've had the pleasure, and I know you have too, of speaking with her during volleyball and basketball last year. I'm curious about your findings of Cammie Bruckman.
Well, I think she's just a great player, and she's a great player defensively and offensively as well, but she gets that. That you have to be good on both sides of the ball, and she's not only is she a great shooter, Rob, she makes other defenses bring an extra girl onto her, and then we've got another wide-open player for Silver Lake, and then it can get easy, too.
Well, the thing that strikes me the most is her court awareness. She just knows where she's at, and she just knows exactly what she's doing and where they're at in the game and what needs to be done. She's a very headstrong player, very smart, and is going to be a great fit for Hastings College because she's a team leader here for Silver Lake, obviously.
Yeah, and one of the things that Bruckman said to me that she was really excited about just to get this over with because she wants to really focus on finishing the season strong for Silver Lake. So that shows you that she's not just one of those players that wants to go on to the next level. She really wants to help the team out now. And that's just a great attitude. She's a team leader, and I think we're going to see big things from her tonight and on the rest of the season.
It's kind of hard for those of us who've been out of school for quite some time to put ourselves in that position, but that senior year, it's pretty hectic. You're trying to get everything lined up. You know, you want to line up college or figure out what you're going to do down the road for the rest of your life. And you're playing a sport that you enjoy, and you know it's going to be the last time playing it, but your priorities are let's get the career and everything in order first. That way you can relax pretty much the rest of your year. Well, she's able to do that now, so she'll be a much more relaxed player. But she's got a goal in mind right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Robin. She can be a much more relaxed player as they just introduced her onto the court. But she told me she'd be just such a weight to get lifted off her shoulders to be able to get this signed, get it over with, and also focus on basketball.
Yeah, and she's focused right now on the Mustangs and getting, first of all, getting into the state playoffs. That's her goal. They want to make it to state. They've done so well there in the past, and they know what they're doing. Now they're in the top seed. You're looking pretty solid here in D1. So the stage is set. Now that pressure is released. She doesn't have that one distraction. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our tip-off coming your way. It's high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661. And it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in Deweese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze. 94.5.
Welcome back to Roseland. Rob Osmond, Tyson Ravonik with you, all set for a fantastic basketball game about to get underway here in Mustang Country. Silver Lake Mustangs taking on Lawrence Nelson, the Lady Raiders. Silver Lake undefeated and at home, but they're playing a team, the Lady Raiders, that can certainly do some damage and are just waiting for someone to slip up here.
Well, Rob, we just saw an upset last night in a rivalry game, and I think this game is all going to come down to how Lawrence Nelson comes out in a hostile environment, and if they're going to be able to come out and take control over it. That's what Sutton did against Sandy Creek. That's what Lawrence Nelson's going to have to do tonight against Silver Lake.
Yep, absolutely. It's going to be Shelby Ruprecht taking the tip off, the 5'11 senior for Silver Lake, and she will be going against Kelsey Biltoff, a 6'1 sophomore. Biltoff easily slaps it over, gets control for the Raiders to get things started now. Raiders in their black uniforms and their white stripes, moving from right to left now. Silver Lake in their traditional home white with the maroon stripe down the side. Brittany Miller passes over to the left side now, picked up by Chelsea Stempler. Stempler drives, goes around the inside pass, is going to be blocked up, knocked around. Kelsey Biltoff couldn't get a hold of it. It's going to be picked up by Bailey Morris. Morris goes, she throws it up, goes down hard. She's still a little bit slow getting up, nursing that left arm, but she's back. Rebound is going to go to the Raiders, and they're back in business again. Still scoreless, just underway here in the first quarter. Brandy Miller on the right side, just outside the arc. Sets that offense. Takes a look at Marissa Kovanda. Kovanda throws it up. It's no good. Off the backboard. Rebound is going to go once again to Bailey Morris. Two boards for her. Solid pass up ahead to Ruprecht. And Ruprecht collides with Marissa Kovanda. They both hit the deck. Foul is called. foul's going to be called on Covanda, I believe. Marissa Covanda, guilty of the foul. So Silver Lake will retain possession. Bruckman gets it inside. Ruprecht throws it up just inside the arc. In and out it goes. Rebound goes to the Raiders. Good defensive play. Kristen Druda gets it, but has her pocket picked. Shot goes up from Morris. It's no good. And then it's going to be stolen and dropped in by Bruckman. 2-0 now. Solid defense. Tough pressure from Silver Lake. Gets them the first 2 points of the ball game with 6:35 to go. Raiders now penetrating on the right side of the wing. Chelsea Stepper puts it up, goes clear over the Ryan. But the Raiders will get the board. Inside pass now. Picks up an easy deuce. Kelsey Gilsop there in the right place to get it. Ties it up at 2 with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Mustangs now back to work. Bailey Morris from the top of the key. Sends it over to the left side. Defense shifts accordingly for the Raiders. Pass underneath to Ruprecht. Ruprecht puts it up off the backboard and in it goes. Shelby Ruprecht makes it a 4-2 ball game now. Still solid full court pressure by the Mustangs. Trying to set the tone early. Pass up ahead as the Raiders break the press. Hilltop goes up off the backboard. She's in for 4 points. She's got all the Raider points tonight thus far. 4-4 is our score. Bailey Morris drops back, meets resistance. Pass it over to the right side. Bruckman back over to Morris now. Back to Bruckman. Bruckman fakes for three. She'll pass it back to Morris. Morris is going to drop a shoulder drive. Bruckman puts it up for the upside for three. Tammy Bruckman sinks the tray, and it's 7-4. Raiders now trying to get it back, still working on trying to break that press now. Ruprecht comes over, breaks it. The Raiders get it past. Morris almost has a pick. Brittany Miller holds on. Three-point shot is up and just off the rim from Kristen Druda. Gets no good. And the rebound will go to Silver Lake. Silver Lake now holding to a three-point lead now here in the first quarter. 5 minutes to go. Bruckman now over to the left side. Passes it back to Morris. Morris takes a look around to Gibson. Back to Morris on the left side. Bruckman again for three on the left side. Up and over it goes. Rebound goes to Lawrence Nelson, and the Raiders trot it right back up. Brittany Miller on the left side being covered by Cammie Bruckman. Pass inside to Biltoff. Biltoff has a pick from Morris. Morris has a breakaway all alone one-on-one and is going to be fouled by Kristen Drudick. And it looked like Bailey Morris had the lane, had the angle, and then let up at the end.
Yeah, I think she was trying to draw the foul there. Maybe she thought that she probably could have put a second hat or a little second adjustment on there to get the 2-1. And in the end, she just got way too much of it, forced the ball back down.
Okay, exactly. She never got the shot, so she'll get the chance for free throws now, and first one goes in for Bailey Morris. 8-4, our score. One more shot coming. Stamper goes to the bench for the Raiders. Brittany Miller toes the line. Her second shot is up. It's off back deep. No good. Raiders will get the board. Bruckman goes around the inside, but makes contact as she does go. So foul will go on Cammie Bruckman. It'll be her first. First team foul for the Mustangs as well. Raiders will reload on the near side of the court. Holmeyer sends it in for the Raiders. Shot goes up from Drudick. She stops, pops, and it comes off the rim. Morris gets the board for the Mustangs. Pass underneath. Shot goes up from Kayla Tim. She'll draw the foul. She had good position on the post, tried to cut around in front and got blocked. Fouled in the process. Kayla Tim to shoot 2 points. Mustangs on top, 8-4. First shot is up. It's short. No good. Very tenacious defense for Silver Lake. Keeping the second shot is true from Tim, and it's 9-4. And still the Mustangs showing some tight pressure now. Biltoff tries to work around Gibson. Foul is going to be called. This is going to be on Gibson. Chloe Gibson playing her tight. Will pick up her first foul for the Mustangs. Second team foul. And that's the dangers of pressing so early in the game. Bounce pass goes inside to Drudick. Drudick gets pressure from Morris. Kicks it back out to the outside. Brittany Miller back to Drudik. Drudik looking for it inside. Three-point shot from Brittany Miller goes up. It's off the rim. Rebound's going to go to Silver Lake. And the Raiders, they'll call a jump ball. Gibson and Pohlmeier went for it. Possession arrow goes in favor of Silver Lake, who hold to a five-point lead.
Probably talked a little bit about the defensive pressure that Silver Lake has been applying early on. That is what Keith Crow is known for, is his tenacious defensive pressure, and many coaches prepare for it and spend all week preparing for it, and it's still not enough to stop it.
Yeah, it's tough, and it's very drastic. Morris goes for three. It's no good. But the Mustangs will take the board. Buckman feet back inside. Now she's going to try to drive inside the paint. Goes for the pass to Tim. Tim throws it up and over. And it goes right into the hands of the Raiders' Marissa Kobanda. Kobanda hauls it up now as the Raiders break the press now, working from the top of the key over to the left side. Picks up Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier sends it right back into the hands of Miller. Miller works around to the right side. Sends it into the wing to Kobanda. Kobanda for three. It's up off the rim. Rebound goes to Bailey Morris. Morris for the Mustangs. Hauls it back across midcourt. Under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Score remains 9-4 in favor of the Mustangs. Morris to the right side. Bruckman takes a look. Trying to find Tim inside. We'll opt to swing it around the other side. Gibson tries to work it from that angle. Can't get it inside. Now to Tim at the top of the free throw line. Shot goes up. It's no good from Chloe Gibson. And the Raiders will get the board. Bruckman now tries to break it up, disrupt that passing lane, but it'll get broken. Brittany Miller breaks it for the Raiders as they go back in business offensively, down by five. Morris pass inside to Biltoff. Biltoff tall, but inside the paint, and she's going to be blocked off. Chloe Gibson and Kayla Timp working hard against her. Foul's going to be called as Biltoff couldn't get the shot. Couldn't get a clean shot off without being fouled. She'll go to the line. Third team foul for the Mustangs. Kayla Tim will pick up her first. Shot comes up from Biltoff. She has great form, but this one's going to be off the mark. Kelsey Biltoff has 4 points for the Raiders, all 4 points, and she got them pretty early. Raiders have been quiet as of late. Down by five, make it four as Biltoff connects. 9-5 the score. Mustangs back to work. Morris to the right side. Picks up Graybill, and it's going to be picked off, and a foul is going to be called. I think travel is in order as... Is that Pohlmeier that took a step?
Yeah, that's Pohlmeier. Trying to do too much inside the lane there, trying to get a step ahead on the basket and trying to get around the defender and took... One extra step.
Mustangs going back to work. Morris now tries to go baseline. She's going to stop from about 12 foot out and put it in on the baseline. Nice job by Bailey Morris. She has 3 points. Raiders waste no time breaking the break on that one. Breaking the press. How about that? Biltoff passes outside from the wing now. Stemper tries to go with it. She's going to be turned away by Bruckman. 3 point shot is up and no good. Rumpel. Pohlmeier, then Biltoff got the rebound, went up. She's going to draw the foul that she got the bucket. 7 points for Kelsey Biltoff and another trip to the charity stripe.
Rob, that's what Lawrence Nelson's going to have to do if they want to be successful here tonight. They're going to have to get the ball inside and really work the paint because they're not going to be able to run with Silver Lake as far just by pace alone.
Absolutely. Shot's up and no good. From Biltoff. She's 1-for-3 from the line tonight. Foul is going to be called underneath, jump ball. Stays in favor now of the Raiders. Raiders, great opportunity to cut into it. Underneath, Biltoff is going to get a second chance, but she couldn't get it to go. Foul is called in the process, so she'll at least get two from the charity stripe. Foul is going to be on Kayla Tim. That'll be her second for the Mustangs. 15 foul. Again, Biltoff 1-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. Thus far, first shot up and in. Eight points already for Kelsey Biltoff. All of the Lady Raider Point with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Second shot is true. And it's a two-point ball game now. The Mustangs had a pretty healthy lead, and now all of a sudden it's down to two. Thanks to Kelsey Biltoff, who battled underneath there. But now it's the Mustangs' opportunity to stretch that lead one more time. Morris swings it around to the left side to Ruprecht. Ruprecht side to Bruckman. Bruckman was going to be covered nicely by Biltoff. She'll back outside to the wing now. Pass it around to Gibson. Over to Morris now. Tries to go to the right side. Morris is going to drop it underneath. Tries to split the Lady Raiders. Draws the foul. Ended up kicking the ball, but the foul was already called in the process. Chelsea Stemper guilty of her first foul. It will be the fourth team foul for the Raiders. Mustangs now reload offensively. Ruprecht from the free throw line. Just was unopposed, but came up short. Rebound goes to the Raiders, and they'll break the press one more time. Send it across now, picked up by Brittany Miller. Miller tries to feed it inside, but she can't find an open receiver, and will keep it outside, and they'll swing it around to the right to see if they can get it in. Stemper has it. She'll go inside. It's going to be knocked away by Morris of the Mustangs. Back now at the top of the key. He now set down quickly and driving inside, but turned away quickly was Marissa Covanda. Shot underneath is going to be no good. It's going to slide out of bounds, and I think the Raiders will maintain possession. 18 seconds remain in the first quarter. 11-9. Mustangs on top for the moment. Raiders trying to tie it up. Three-point shot is up. It's no good. Mustangs will get the board. They'll try for the last shot. 10 seconds to go. Bailey Morris feeds inside to Ruprecht. Ruprecht got the backcourt cleaning in. Shelby Ruprecht had position, decided not to wait for that last shot. Took it off the board, and now the Raiders won't be able to get a shot off, and we'll go to the second quarter with our score. 13-9 in favor of Silver Lake. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with more basketball. You're listening to it all on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, come into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware and take a look at Anderson Windows. Their high-performance, low-E glass, wood construction, and tight seal help give your home the weather resistance and insulating properties it needs to lower your bills in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Stop into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein, and see how beautiful saving energy can be. With Anderson Windows, long live the home.
Bladen Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Bladen Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with four pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Bladen Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First quarter in Roseland in the books. Mustangs on top, 13-9. All 9 points for the Lady Raiders come courtesy of Kelsey Biltoff. Second quarter now underway. Mustangs threatening. Three-point shot from Bruckman is up. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound's going to go to Marissa Covanda. They'll haul it up. Now working around to the right side. Stemper with it. Makes the give to Drudik. Drudik sends it back to Miller. On the left side now to Covanda. Pass inside to Biltoff. Biltoff tried to feed underneath. She had a streaking Brittany Miller in the pocket is picked. Bailey Morris drives in. Hard charge. And are they going to call the charge? Yep, they called the charge on Bailey Morris.
And Keith Rose arguing here, and I think he might have a point. I don't think that really she got good position.
There was a break. There's no chance to set. Nevertheless, Raiders back in business. Pass underneath. They're taking advantage of it. Off the board. It's no good. Foul is going to be called in the backcourt. Foul is going to be called on the Raiders. Kristen Drudik will pick up her second personal foul. Mustangs now coming back. Still up 13-9. Pass underneath the roof rush. She can't handle it. Goes to Brooklyn. They'll roll it around the other side. Gibson thought about it. She's 2 feet inside. Ruprecht makes the pass, picked up, good pickoff by Brittany Miller, and Miller just put it up and picked off that pass, and the Raiders turn it over and get it right back. Shot is up for Miller, rattles the iron, bounce around, it's no good. On the line, knocked out of bounds by the Raiders, and it'll go to the Mustangs. Chelsea Stepper got a hand in there, just enough to knock it out of bounds. Mustangs back to work now. 6:40 to go in the first half. Morris to Gibson on the left side. Morris will get it back, trying to get Tim on the inside. Good coverage by the Raiders. Picks up Bruckman on the right wing. Back to Bruckman. Bruckman's being covered by Drudik. Shot goes up from Ruprecht. It's no good. Tim is there for the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball on that. And the Raiders have the possession arrow in their favor. Tim was being a little bit aggressive underneath there and did not expect to get the jump ball called on him, but the Raiders will pick it up and try to break this press again. They do easily this time. Drudik now works it around the right side. She'll pass to Miller. Miller back to Drudik. Drudik goes underneath the built-up. Built-up has a slap away by Morris, but she'll get it back. And now Bailey Morris goes to get it. The ball comes flying out, and it's going to be secured by Lisa Pohlmeier. Three-point shot from Drudik up. It's no good. Ruprecht with the board. She'll send it back. Morris will find the handle and bring it back for the Mustangs. Interesting exchange there on the Raiders' side of the field, on the Raiders' side of the court. And now here's one of those worthless fouls as Marissa Covanda goes for the steal and collides with Chloe Gibson and will draw the easy foul. And it's a second personal foul for Marissa Covanda, one of the top scorers for the Raiders, and that could end up being a costly one.
Yeah, it seems like just getting aggressive here. It's a five-point game. You're trying to get back into the game a little bit. And you talk to the basketball, or four-point game, excuse me. And she gets up and tells Morris that, you know, not intentional, nothing intentional there.
Yeah, absolutely. Clearly going for the ball, yeah. But unfortunately, Gibson was playing towards it, and the collision ensued. Nobody's worse for the wear. Mustangs get the ball, holding to that four-point lead, 13-9. Bruckman tries to go baseline from the left side, gets turned away, will kick it back out. Morris swings it around to the left again to Gibson. Back to Morris now on the right side. We're working with Shelby Ruprecht. Back to Gibson. Gibson for three on the right side. Way off the mark. Rebound's going to go to Biltoff. Biltoff. Kelsey Biltoff at good position. Good blockout for the Raiders. Lawrence Nelson back in business now. Works it around to the right side to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier sends it back to Drudik. Drudik has the ball now in the hands of Miller. Miller goes baseline. Pass over to Pohlmeier, who worked their way around. Shot is up, and it's no good from Pohlmeier. The board will go to Bailey Morris and the Mustangs. Reload with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Bruckman puts it down, passes it back to Gibson, working their way around the perimeter. Three-point shot from Bailey Morris. It's up. High arc is no good. Rebound goes to the Raiders. And Bailey Morris will bring it back. Light press now as Cammie Bruckman gives her the room to work. Pass over to the right side to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier back to Miller at the top of the key. Stepping inside as Miller sets a pick, tries to, for Pohlmeier. It's not picked up nicely, and the Raiders will have to try to work it inside now to Biltoff. Foul is going to be called. Biltoff withdrew triple coverage on that, and she just tried to get a quick kick out when the whistle blew. I believe we are inside bonus time, so I think, yes, we are. Foul's going to be called on Bailey Morris. It'll be her second. Free throw shot from Morris is no good. It was a one-on-one. The board's going to go to the Mustangs. Here comes Bailey Morris pressing the issue. Bounce pass inside. Travel is going to be called on Jenna Grayville. The 5'3 senior was in prime country and elected to make the pass, but took a step before she could. Raiders now being worked in that press. Pass up ahead. Miller hangs on to it, gives it to Biltoff. Biltoff's going to find Miller one more time on the outside of the arc. Pass underneath is no good, broken up. Natasha Werman was inside but couldn't get free as her pocket was picked. One more time underneath. Travel was going to be called on Bailey Morris. Boy, she had the angle. She had the lane, but she was just too excited to bring the ball with her.
Rob, just a very interesting note here. We've gone 4 minutes and 10 seconds in the second quarter, no points on the board.
Yeah,
still 13-9.
Very solid defense. I was going to comment on one of the we got a timeout on the court here, folks. So give us a chance to catch up. There was an interesting matchup here. You had Kelsey Biltoff, 6'1", being covered by Bailey Morris at 5'3". Morris had no opportunity but to foul.
Yeah.
I mean, there's over a foot of difference, and Morris just couldn't make the coverage. Needed some help, got it, but drew a foul in the process.
One of the things I'm going to be very interested in coming out of this timeout is how they're going to cover Biltoff, because that's obviously where Lawrence Nelson is basing a lot of their offense. And so if you force them to start taking some outside shots, maybe even from 12 to 10 feet, maybe see where they're shooting. But on Lawrence Nelson's side of things, so far, great job breaking the press. And you know what, Coach Biltoff, with Silver Lake being their big-time rival, you know that she practices for this. And they've seen this on tape plenty of times. And so they're getting the job done well. They really have not been fazed by that pressure that Silver Lake typically applies to other opponents.
Yeah, well, we've played 4 minutes and 10 seconds here in the second quarter, and we still have no points to show for it. We ended the first 13-9, and we still sit 13-9 in favor of Silver Lake. Back to work now. Raiders with the inbound pass, solid pressure. Pass was picked up now by Stemper. Foul's going to be called. I think it's a Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht will pick up her first. Silver Lake has pushed the bonus now. They will send all the Raiders to the line now.
A couple of subs being made.
Absolutely. Natasha Werman was the victim of the foul, so she's up ready to throw. She's a 5'8 junior. Shot is up and deep. It's no good. She tried to get her own rebound and didn't get it. And Silver Lake will benefit. We'll go the other way. Score remains 13-9. I have not seen the indication of the foul is going to be called on Werman, her first. And that pushes them into the bonus. So here comes Silver Lake. Shot is up from Grayville. It's good. Jenna Grayville connects and scores our first point of the second quarter. How about that? 14-9, 5-point lead for Silver Lake. Jenna Grayville loads up, second shot. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to the Raiders. They'll break it on the right side. Hustling it up is Stemper. Miller now tries to go inside. Kicks it right back out. Back to Miller now. Over to Drudick. Drudick thought about going for three. Around the right side. Shot is up. It's no good. Whistle blows. Stemper fouled in the process. She'll go to the line with 3:23 to go.
I believe that should be called on Grayville, and it is.
Jenna Grayville picks up her first personal foul. She's a 5'3 senior. Remains on the court. Kristen Drudick. Shot is up. It's off the mark. Substitutions coming in. Shelby Ruprecht back into the ballgame. Cammie Bruckman and Kayla Tim will head out. Also in, Chloe Gibson for the Mustangs. Ruprecht, 5'11". Looks a little bit taller there. Second shot up. It's no good. Ruprecht will get it. Drudick comes up empty from the free throw line. Mustangs now with 3:18 to go in the half. Working the left side. Chloe Gibson. Back to Morris at the top of the key. Takes a step inside, then sends it right back to Gibson. Gibson eyes the defense, sends it back to Morris. Morris draws traffic to the right, throws it back left. Chloe Gibson, 1 foot inside the three-point line, sends it up. It's no good. Rebound is going to go to the Raiders, and a foul is going to be called. And I think it's going to be on Chloe Gibson over the back. No indication yet. Yes. Chloe Gibson with her second foul. First free throw.
Lawrence Nelson struggling a little bit from the line here in the second quarter.
Yep, absolutely. Covanda hits one of two. And it's 14-10. So despite being down, the Raiders have kept things interesting now within four. Pass inside to Ruprecht. Ruprecht will send it back to Gibson. Gibson sends it to the top of the key for Morris for three. Morris, nothing but net. Picks up her first three of the ball game. 6 points for Bailey Morris. 17-10 is our score. 2:30 to go in the first half. Inside pass to Biltoff. She'll send it back out to Drudik. Drudik shot from just inside the arc. Can't get it to go, but underneath was Marissa Covanda. And Covanda hits her first free throw and our field goal of the night. Timeout is called. It had to be because Morris was bringing it in for the Mustangs, and nobody was there to take it from her.
Real miscommunication there on that offensive set.
Absolutely. We'll stay with it. That's a biscuit that you don't typically see on Keith Rowe's team, and he's a little bit, shall we say, irritated about that. That's one of those rare things that you just expect your team to stay back so you have someone to pass it to.
Well,
and everybody.
Yeah, Morris typically the person that brings it up for Silver Lake. So when she goes back to get the ball, everyone was just assuming that the other person went back to pass it into her.
Yeah, exactly.
And Morris isn't there.
Now, she wisely threw the ball before she got called for too much time before she passed it. However, when she passed it, the Raiders were right there.
Yeah.
So she had to call a timeout quick.
You're exactly right.
She'll try it again.
Very interesting. Now Morris has got the ball.
This time it works. Cammie Bruckman says thank you. Morris says thank you. Back to work. Bruckman for three on the left side. It's up just a little too deep. Tim underneath has it knocked away by the Raiders. Covanda gets a hand on it. Mustangs will get it back. ...17-12 is our score. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Morris getting pressure from Kristen Drudik. Check that. Chelsea Stemper. Cammie Bruckman feeds inside. Trying to get it to Mackenzie Scupa. Scupa is a 6-foot freshman, so the future looks pretty tall for Coach Crow and the Silver Lake Mustangs. Scupa will go to the line.
That's Covanda's third there, and that's going to be trouble. She's one of the leading scorers for Lawrence Nelson.
First shot up and in for Scupa. One more coming. 6-point lead for the Mustangs. There'll be 1:48 remaining when we get back to action. Scupa's shot up and on the mark. That's got to be nice for Silver Lake to see that. Biltoff now passes it down. Looks a little unsure as she does so, but the Raiders will break the pass. Back to inside. Good play. However, Biltoff couldn't quite get it. She'll get the rebound and then finally put it in. Kelsey Biltoff had three opportunities to put it in. The first was the easiest. The third was the hardest, and she hit the last. Pass is going to be picked off. Brittany Miller, makes the pickoff for the Raiders. This one's going to be knocked away by by Scupa. Scupa's going to go back and get it and get the foul, too. Scupa did it on both ends of the court. Defensively, she disrupted that play, hustled down court, got the pass and dropped it in off the backboard, draws a foul in the process. Scupa real quick with 4 points. All of them here in the second quarter. It's 21-14. Chance of the three-point play coming up for Mackenzie Scupa, the 6-foot freshman for the Mustangs.
Really got to be excited about the productivity she's getting. And the poise.
She's automatic, yep.
To step into a tight game and start scoring like this.
Yep, to pull in 5 points that quick. 22-14 is our score. Silver Lake on top. Mustangs putting up some tough defensive efforts also, and the Raiders will have to work to crack it. Miller at the top of the key. Works off the screen. Steps inside. Couldn't find Biltoff. Off Pohlmeier now. Morris right on the three-point line, getting covered by Cammie Bruckman, goes across the court to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier for three. It's short. Rebound goes to Scupa. Scupa hustles it back. 30 seconds to go on the clock, and the Mustangs will slow things down. Ruprecht on the far side of the court, just outside, inside the Tim. Tim tries to drop a shoulder, get inside. She's turned away. Back to Morris at the top of the key. Thought about going for three. Still too early on the clock. 15 seconds showing. Inside 10 seconds now. Morris to Bruckman. Bruckman's shot is up. It's no good from 3-point. Ruprecht was there for the rebound. Couldn't get it. Hilltop battled inside. Got a hold of it, but couldn't kick it out. Bollmeyer could not get his shot up for the Raiders. So we'll go to halftime. 22-14. Silver Lake on top. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our Allens of Hastings halftime show. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has offices in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Halls Oil Incorporated proudly supports all of the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Halls Oil has truckloads and semi-truckloads of fuel delivery, gas, diesel, or propane. Halls Oil also carries a complete line of Chevron lubricants by the barrel or in bulk. Halls Oil also has a selection of tires and batteries. Call Halls Oil in Campbell or Wilcox for all of your petroleum needs. Call 402-756-8691. Good luck, Mustangs, from Halls Oil Incorporated in Campbell and Wilcox.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shop and spend it around. You. One stop shop that gives you more. Shop and spend it around. You. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Roseland. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you on the KLIQ Games of the Week. We are at Silver Lake as they host the Lawrence Nelson Lady Raiders, number one ranked Silver Lake, number one in D1, on top, 22-14. The Raiders outscored 9-5. In that second quarter, and there was a good 4 minutes and 10 seconds that nobody scored at the beginning of that quarter, and then they came on towards the end to do it. But solid game all the way around for the Mustangs. Good defense and capitalizing on some good plays.
Yeah, Robbie, you're exactly right. Especially in that second quarter, we saw a really good defensive battle. And what I was good to see for Silver Lake there was that late push in the second quarter from freshman.
McKenzie Scupa, yeah.
Really came off the bench and really provided a spark and got Silver Lake to stretch out. Remember this game, early on in the second quarter, we're only looking at about a 5-point, 4-point game, and Scupa comes up with a big late push there in the second quarter, and now we're looking at 22-14.
Yeah, McKenzie Scupa steps up here in the second quarter and picks up 5 solid points. She does 3 at the line, but her play was set up defensively, too, as she hustled down and earned that field goal.
Yeah, and right now Silver Lake's really, they've stretched this game because of the turnovers. And what's impressive is they're not turning the ball over themselves. Sometimes when you work yourself into a rhythm, when you play at such a fast pace, you can tend to make mistakes of your own and turn the ball over. Well, Silver Lake hasn't done that, Rob. Only 3 turnovers here in the first half, where if you look at Lawrence Nelson, they've committed 8 turnovers. And right now Lawrence Nelson is staying in this game because of the defensive rebounding ability, and it's really that down-low play from Kelsey Biltoff.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kelsey just has that knack for getting in that good position and being there and taking advantage of it. But where her big advantage is she's getting her own rebounds and getting second and third looks at shots that, again, I made the offhanded comment earlier that she had 3 shots underneath it. The first one, nobody was around her and she missed it. By the time she got the third rebound, everyone was around her and she made it.
Yeah, and I think what's going to be interesting to see if Lawrence Nelson doesn't try to go with maybe more of a inside-out look, where they move the ball inside the Biltoff, they force Silver Lake to collapse, because right now that's what a lot of their offense has been showing. And so Silver Lake might tend to go out and try to collapse the net a little bit, try to collapse the boards, and maybe you get a shooter like Kavanda, who shot the ball pretty well there in that second quarter, maybe get a shooter like him or her to move in a little bit and start hitting some of those shots and get Lawrence Nelson back in his basketball.
Absolutely. That's what's going to have to work for her, because you're right. When Biltoff backs her way into the post and gets good position, she draws some traffic. She'll draw at least three of the Mustangs to collapse around her. There's a lot of people open on the outside. Covanda's a pretty hot shooter. The downside for Covanda is she has three fouls already.
Yeah, and that's one of the things you got to look at, and we're going to see how Lawrence Nelson is going to try to utilize their bench to get Covanda some rest, just to get her, you know, away from making so many fouls. And that's just because of some of the defensive pressure that Silver, or the offensive pressure, excuse me, on the defensive side where Covanda is playing. They can match you with if Coach Crow wanted to, he could have a different offensive look for every time he stepped on the floor. I mean, they have so many plays, and they have so many weapons offensively, and it's so tough to play them defensively and not get fouled, because you just don't know what's going next. You just got to really follow that basketball and just rotate nicely defensively. And so far, for the most part, Coach Bill Toffs, Lawrence Nelson, Raiders have really done that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's kind of an overlooked thing that I guess maybe we should bring to everyone's attention, is the fact that in basketball in Central Nebraska, specifically at this D2, D1, C2 level, and of course there are exceptions, you've got some solid coaches out here. And we've got two of them here tonight in Keith Crow and Kathy Biltoff. These are two longtime coaches that have a ton of potential to you know, if this was their intent and focus, they could certainly make a case to move to another level in a bigger school and whatever. However, they choose to stay here and they choose to work with these girls and boys that we're about to see a little bit later in the second game, to see these players and stay and work with them and develop them. And that's fun to watch. That's fun when you've got a kid who otherwise wouldn't get an opportunity to play basketball, gets to be, you know, on a team with a coach like Coach Crow and Coach Biltoff and make the most out of it and actually come away with a very positive experience.
And I think that's very rewarding for the coaches when they see these players that they've, you know, they have camps with them when they're in middle school, and they work to develop these players. And it's really fun for them. I mean, you're talking with Crow, to see these players. We were talking about it with Kimmy Bruckman in specifics when I was talking with her about at the signing. Really to watch her develop from middle school and develop into this great scorer. And when he saw her sign that letter that she was going to play basketball at Hastings College, it was so rewarding for him, and he was so excited. And he gets the same thing from many of these coaches, whether it be the Class C2 level all the way up through the B schools. You know, that they work with these kids, and to see them put on those kind of performance, especially when you have a season like Silver Lake has had where they can 14-0, and you got to really credit the coaches and the staff, because they've worked with them.
Okay, we are going to take a quick break on your Allens of Hastings halftime show, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll be right back, and we'll set the stage for the second half of our ball game, where our score remains 22-14 in favor of Silver Lake over Lawrence Nelson. It's high school basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allens of Hastings halftime show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. Midway through the Silver Lake Lawrence Nelson basketball game, Mustangs
on top by 8, 22-14, the number one ranked left the Raiders get a little bit close, but then started to pull things away later in the second quarter.
Well, yeah, got big productivity from freshman McKenzie Scupa, and then got a big three-pointer from Bailey Morris towards the end of that second quarter to start to get to this 22-14 lead. Be very interesting. Lawrence Nelson is going to have to tighten up defensively, try to force some turnovers, but they're going to have to do it without fouling. That's going to be the key to start the second half.
All right, it's going to wrap up our Allen's of Hastings halftime show. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for tuning in, by the way, via the internet at KLIQFM.com live streaming. And these games will be available for podcasts for you to download later on. We're back to action now. In the third quarter, Mustangs will have it. Cammie Bruckman on the wing passes back to Bailey Morris. Morris works around to Chloe on the right side. Chloe Gibson will send it right back to Bailey Morris. Morris works now to Kayla Tim, who comes outside. And now works her way back underneath as Morris tries to drive inside. She's going to stop him 14 foot. In and out it goes. But Chloe Gibson's going to be there for the rebound. And Chloe Gibson drops in for her first 2 points of the night. And now it's the Raiders putting on a little bit of a show, trying to break through the press of Silver Lake. Drudick works around the right side to Miller. Miller back into the wing now. Three-point shot goes up from Covanda. It's no good, but it goes right into the hands of Kristen Drudick. Check that, Chelsea Stemper with the board. Shot goes up underneath, but the Raiders are going to hold on for another opportunity. And Miller will try to set the stage, trying to get inside to Biltoff. Biltoff being covered by Kayla Tim. Tim's having to work hard to stay with her. Three Mustangs all around Biltoff right now. Drudick on the right side. Back to Miller. Now back to the top of the key. Kristen Drudick now sends it over to the left side to Covanda. Covanda back to Miller. Biltoff underneath, double covered, throws it up, can't get it to go. Tim made her work for it for the Mustangs. Morris brings it back to Ruprecht. Ruprecht underneath, gets a shot. Ruprecht off the backboard, right underneath, a good pass, good execution. 26-14 now. Silver Lake on top. Raiders break the press one more time. Stemper sends it back. Three-point shot goes up from Covanda. It's no good. Foul's going to be called on the rebound. Silver Lake's going to get it. Foul's going to be on Kristen Drudick, and I think they've got her for four. I only have three. Drudick, number 20.
I've got it for three.
We'll see if they correct that, but they've got four up there for the meantime. Mustangs back to work now. Bruckman, three-point shot from the right side, up and in it goes. Bruckman, nice touch on the ball, has 8 points on the night thus far. 29-14, Silver Lake starting to flex their muscle a little bit. Bruckman trying to make that defense work. Holmeyer's going to get run out of bounds. Ball's going to be knocked away. Raiders will get it back. Good hustle by Bailey Morris to get there to cover. Bruckman working on Morris now, giving her some room. Back out to Folmeyer, Lisa Folmeyer, the 5'4 junior at the top of the key. Back over to Miller. Down underneath, the pass goes to Werman. Werman to Pullman. Pullman works the right side. Werman now goes back into the wing on the near side of the court. Miller looking for Biltoff. Can't find her. Dribbles it to the left. Swings it over. Picked up nicely by Folmeyer, who will bring it back to Stemper. Now Folmeyer. Bounce pass inside. Bruckman has good position and gets it. Fights her way through. Bruckman's going to take it for the easy layup. Gets it to go. Cammie Bruckman just showed that dominance. Her long legs, and she just made up a lot of ground and drops it in for two. Whistle on the backcourt now is going to be against Silver Lake on that press. And I think it's going to be Chloe Gibson for her third. She's smiling, but she knows she did it. Keith Crow wants to talk about it. Give us an opportunity to take a break as well. 31-14 is our score. Silver Lake on top of Lawrence Nelson. It's high school basketball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Tim Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim Service also does auto and truck repair. ASE certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We start to the second half for Silver Lake, off to a 9-0 run, have built up a 31-14 lead inside of 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
And Rob, they're on a 12-0 run since the 1:16 mark in the second quarter. That is how long Lawrence Nelson has been scoreless. We have 4:50 to play here in the third.
And it's not from lack of opportunity, because the Raiders have been able to throw some shots off. They've just been very low percentage shots.
Yeah, you know, offensive rebounding is a good thing for one of the, you know, for a team, but that also means that your shots aren't falling if you're getting 10 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, absolutely, and that will show in some statistics later. Back to action now, the Raiders with the ball. Bounce pass goes over to Miller. Miller goes inside, tries to work a way around it, but her pick moved, and she had to pull back. Biltoff can't get a hold of it because she's going to be pushed. I think it's Kayla Tim going to be called on the push, and if so, that'll be her third. It is. And Tim will head to the bench. Coach Crow giving her a little bit of advice on not to be pushing so much. Shot is up. It's a three-point shot. It's good from Lisa Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier pulled the trigger. She was all alone, and that's her first three of the night. Mustangs come back. Ruprecht goes, feeds inside now. Shot is up. Carmi Grigg is in for the Mustangs, and she'll roll around the right side and draw traffic. Ball's going to go knocked out of bounds by the Raiders. Scupa back in the ball game now. Cammy Bruckman, jump shot, makes the pass over and not ready for it. Scupa took the pass from Bruckman, wasn't ready for it, had the shot, had the angle, didn't get it. Ball is out of bounds, and the Raiders will gain control of it. Inbound pass goes to Biltoff. Biltoff unopposed now. She crosses midcourt and just kind of marches up, goes over to the free throw line before she'll pass it off to the left side on the wing. Three-point shot is up from Stemper. It's no good. Bailey Morris is there on the fly. She'll pass it up ahead to Bruckman. Bruckman loses the handle on it, still has the time and still has the shot, but misses it. Second attempt goes up, and it's no good. Bruckman had it in stride, but she just lost the handle.
And a great showing of strength there from Cammy Bruckman, as it was. It was Biltoff who had a handle on the basketball, and she just prized the basketball away and is able to get the shot off and then draw the foul from Pohlmeier.
Absolutely. So Bruckman hits the first. Hits the first of her free throw shots. Second attempt coming up, and it goes in. 8 points to start the second half, 13 for Bruckman thus far. 3:40 to go. It's 33-17. Morris knocks it away, but Biltoff's going to haul it down for the Raiders, and they'll maintain control. Pohlmeier sends it back to Stempler. To Miller. On the wing now. Ball's now in the hands of Werman. Biltoff underneath. Gets good position, but it's going to be blocked out. Bruckman's going to haul it back. Pass over to Morris. Morris goes baseline, goes up, and gets the roll off the fingertips. Bailey Morris pops in another two. And it's 35-17 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dominated.
This is how fast Silver Lake can turn things around. If they get their transition game going, they are one of the toughest teams.
Absolutely. Chelsea Stemper goes up with a shot and just has it absolutely swatted away. Carmi Grigg, the 5'10 senior, got nothing but ball and just heaved it into the crowd off the block. Good defensive play. Biltoff, and that's a heads-up play by Bruckman. Came right behind Biltoff. Biltoff had the ball above her head, and Bruckman just came over and grabbed it. Possession arrow goes to Silver Lake, so that's a great opportunity and a good read by Cammy Bruckman.
Ruckman now over the right side. Goes up for three. Off the rim, it's no good. Ruprecht had the shot, had the position, but got side-checked out of the way by Natasha Werman.
And one of the things that Lawrence Nelson was doing so good in the first half was being able to box out and get those rebounds. Ruprecht was all alone going up for the rebound there, the offensive rebound.
Werman charged with a foul. Yeah, they corrected it now, I was going to say. She has two personal fouls. Bailey Morris back to work. Hilltop with an easy block on that one. Working that mismatch to perfection. Now Morris comes back and fouls Hilltop. And that'll be Morris' the third foul. Bailey Morris now in foul trouble for Silver Lake. Morris with three, Gibson with three, and Tim with three. And that's not bearing well for the Mustangs.
Morris now coming out onto the bench, and Grable coming off the bench, subbing for Morris.
Raiders will have the ball, 2:25 to go. 18-point lead for the Mustangs, 35-17. Mustangs are going to get this one. Ruprecht working with Bruckman. They'll change spots on the court. Bruckman to the top of the key. Ruprecht goes right. Pass underneath. Picked up by Scupa. Scupa will kick it right back out. Ruprecht, three-point shot is no good. Bruckman there for the board. Double-teamed, and we're going to get a jump ball as Cammie Bruckman just could not get away. And the Raiders will have possession with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Score remains 35-17. Lawrence Nelson Raiders trying to battle back. They held into the first quarter of the game, and now they're trying to make things happen as we're going to get a traveling call underneath. Chelsea Stimper drove it up the right side but did not draw the traffic she wanted when she tried to pass. The Mustangs were waiting for her, and Silver Lake will get it right back. Ruckman now works her way around the left side. Bounce pass over to Jenna Grable. Grable goes underneath. Good feed to Scupa, but Scupa had a long way to go with it and ended up walking around her defender and called for traveling. It'll be a turnover. Raiders will take possession now. Substitutions being worked in. Raiders inbound pass. Still pressure from Silver Lake. Broken by the Raiders. Running up ahead, Covanda, who has been very quiet for Lawrence Nelson tonight. Miltoff tried to get it back outside, but waiting for it was McKenzie Scupa, and Scupa gets the turnover to go Silver Lake's way as they work the right side now. Scupa back to Bruckman. Bruckman drops a shoulder drive. She'll make the give and get it right back. Now she's pushing on the left side. Thought about going baseline. Couldn't get there. Passes off to Grable. Grable gives it right back, top of the key. Bruckman now getting pressure from Chelsea Stemper. Three-point shot is up. It's no good from Grable. Rebound will go to the Raiders as they'll work their way across now. No press from the Mustangs on this occasion. Miller for three. Way short. Rebound goes to Chelsea Stemper. She had it read all the way as short and picked it up. And the Raiders will get another shot at it. Miller in traffic now. Makes the pass over to the right side from Pohlmeier. From Covanda. Covanda goes for three. Her shot is off the mark. Rebound goes to Bruckman. Cammie Bruckman hauls it down. 35-17 still our score. Clock now down to 12 seconds in the third quarter. Long pass comes over to Grayville. Three-point shot from Ruprecht. Too deep. Rebound. It's going to go. Shot at the buzzer. No good from Silver Lake. And I'm not sure Scupa knew that the clock was running down.
Yeah, she looked like she was going to go ready to set up another offensive play. All of a sudden, she turned around, looked at the clock, and it's down to 1 second. She kind of throws a quick, hesitant shot and does a call.
Absolutely. So we'll go to the fourth quarter. Our score, 35-17. Silver Lake in control. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Gennert Pack and Company and Holstein wishes the Silver Lake teams and coaches good luck and continued success in every sport. Gennert Pack and Company has been serving our area for almost 25 years with meat processing and a retail counter. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturday. For carryout catering or cooked meats for weddings, graduations, or any other special event, call Gennert Pack and Company at 402-756-5611 and at GennertPack.com. Gennert Dunn at Gennert Pack and Company in Holstein, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8 minutes remaining. Silver Lake season continues to be perfect thus far. They took a 13-3 run there in that third quarter and have built up a 35-17 lead over Lawrence Nelson. Raiders will have the ball to get things started. No, Silver Lake will have the ball.
Since the beginning of the second quarter, Silver Lake outscored Lawrence Nelson 22-8, Rob.
Wow.
Very impressive offensively, very impressive in transition. That's how Silver Lake has built this league.
Well, they are reaping the benefits of that now as fourth quarter action gets underway. A reminder, we'll have the boys coming up at the conclusion of this game right after our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. Three-point shot up and no good from Bailey Morris. Raiders will get the board and hustle it back. Brittany Miller sends it back now. It's on the right side. Miller works her way around, tries to go inside. Now kick back out to Stemper. Stemper from Drudik to Drudik down. Drudik thought about going for three. Biltoff inside. Biltoff puts it to the ground, turns and drops it at the post. Biltoff, who had been quiet since early in the second quarter now, picks up her 13th point of the ball game. Only 6 points elsewhere for Lawrence Nelson. 19, excuse me, there's eight other points out there. 35-19 is our score. Mustangs working some time off the clock. Three-point shot from Gibson is off. It's no good, but Kayla Tim is there for the board. Ruprecht will try her shot at it. It's no good. Rebound is going to be picked up by Carmi Grigg. She'll throw it up. It's no good. Foul underneath. No shot. Down to the court goes Kayla Tim. Foul's going to be Bridget Fanning.
Foul's going to be on
check that. It's going to be Kayla Tim. That's right. That's her fourth. I was trying to look for a corresponding number and didn't connect. Underneath, wide open, good shot. Lawrence Raiders, Marissa Covanda was there and drops in an easy bucket.
Did a good job sneaking behind the defensive line for Silver Lake, wide open for the half-court pass, an easy 2 points.
Yeah, Lawrence Nelson's going to need a lot more of that. 35-21 is our score. Tough defense now. The Raiders going. It's one on three. They'll let her take it. In it goes. Kristen Drudik drops in back-to-back easy buckets. Give Lawrence Nelson a little momentum, enough for Keith Crow to call a timeout. We'll take a break as well. It's a 12-point ball game in favor of Silver Lake. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Different windows can make a big difference in the way you feel about your home. Anderson Windows, with their high-performance, low-E insulating glass, insulate up to 41% better in the summertime than windows with standard dual-pane glass. This means comfort in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Anderson Windows can help lower your energy bills, and that's bound to give you a good feeling. Stop in and see the full line of Anderson Windows at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein. Anderson Windows. Long live the home.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scored but 3 points in the third quarter in all 8 minutes, and now inside a minute and 50, they've scored six. They're on a 6-0 run. The Raiders are trying to get back into this down here by 12, and that's why Keith Crow wants to bring an end to it, calls the full timeout, and the Mustangs are still wrapped up in a huddle. Lawrence Nelson feeling a little bit of momentum, wants to get back to action now as they're able to put some stuff together, gain a little bit of confidence, try to get back into it. With 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go, down by 12, it can be done. Lawrence Nelson will have the ball. No.
They will not have the ball. At the far end, Silver Lake will have the ball. A little bit of confusion as to which referee was going to give it to who.
Normally it's the referee that has the ball that's going to inbound it.
Generally, but everybody was around the guy that did not. So exceptions noted. Bailey Morris throws up a long three. Bailey Morris, that's her second three-pointer of the night. And it makes it 38-23. Raiders will need to come up with an answer for that. Lawrence Nelson had a 6-0 run going until that. Timeout. Coach Biltoff wants to talk about it as well. This will be a short one. We'll stay with you. It'll give you an give us an opportunity to thank those of you listening to us and thank those of you listening to us online as well at KLIQFM.com, something we really love to do, get the word out online. Give Grandma or Grandpa a call or somebody far away and say all they got to do is log on, KLIQFM.com, and you can listen to this streaming audio. Always love to hear about it. Always a good feeling to know that people around the country can tune in and listen to what's going on right here in Roseland as Lawrence Nelson battles Silver Lake. Back to action now, 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. 38-23 is our score. It's a 15-point Silver Lake lead. Lawrence Nelson trying to cut into it right now as they work around to the right side. Chelsea Stempler. Stempler throws it along to the left side. Bollmeyer goes up, and it's going to be blocked by Bruckman. Bruckman got a hand up in the last minute, was able to knock that ball out of bounds. Bollmeyer had been unopposed up until then. Raiders now with the inbound pass. It's a long one. It's going to go to Drudik. Drudik getting pressure from Moore, sends it back to the left side. Drudik from Stempler gives it to Miller. Miller shot. 1 foot inside the three-point line is no good. Rebound's going to go to Bailey Morris, so the Mustangs, and she'll work her way, try to get through defenders, draw some traffic. Dish off at the last minute. Carmi Gregg was in position awaiting and takes advantage of it. 40-23 now, 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Hilltop runs into some trouble, dishes off to Stempler. Stempler works it around, back in the hands of Miller. Miller now at the top of the key, pushes it over to the right side, now gets it back, thought about driving, thought against Cammie Bruckman, now assist dives.
Rob, at what point do you want to start pulling the trigger if you're Lawrence Nelson, start taking some of these outside shots and just hoping they fall?
Exactly. Turnaround jumper is no good from Biltoff. She had position but didn't have the angle down, and the Raiders will come away empty-handed. Clock running down now. It's at 4:20. Bruckman kicks it back outside. Three-point shot for Morris goes clean. Bailey Morris, the second, her third three of the night, rather. Second in this quarter alone. And it's a 20-point Silver Lake lead. Everything going the way of the Mustangs tonight.
Rob, that's just a step play. Bailey Morris, she slowly sneaks out beyond the three-point line, and she'll take it way up at the top of the point. But if she's got the shot, you might as well take it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Raiders now trying to get inside. Biltoff, same play, turnaround jumper. This time she connects. Biltoff. 15 points for Kelsey Biltoff. 43-25, 3:35 to go in the ball game. Mustangs trying to feed it inside. Biltoff trying to block it up. Gets over Scupa, but Bailey Morris is going to step up, get it inside, and Morris is hot in the fourth quarter. Back to a 20-point lead. Raiders now, Bollmeyer. Excuse me, Covanda. Biltoff comes outside the paint. Now she's going to drop a shoulder, go against Ruprecht, draw Bruckman over. Morris was coming around, so see how fast those three collapsed around Biltoff, and she wasn't even in the paint yet. Kayla Tim back in the game. Chloe Gibson back in the game. Heading to the bench. Mackenzie Scupa. Shelter Ruprecht for the Mustangs. Raiders keep their five in. Covanda makes a nice feed inside and off the backcourt down for two. Brittany Miller had the shot. Draws the foul and gets the bucket in the process. That's her first point of the ball game.
for Brittany Miller. And that's kind of surprising.
Well, I think, Rob, that Lawrence Nelson is just starting to take some shots. And, excuse me, Coach, Coach Biltoff is just telling Lawrence Nelson, if you can even get a little bit of an opening, take that shot.
First shot up. And it goes. Three-point play complete for Brittany Miller. What was missed in that whole exchange? Kayla Tim was charged with the foul. Her fifth. She's out. So Tim on the bench for the Mustangs. Morris takes it, drives inside, gives to Bruffett. Bruffett, that is a great play. That worked to perfection. Morris had hit so many that now she draws attention. Bruckman wide open and drops in the easy two, 47-28 with 2:30 to go in the ball game.
Now Coach Crow playing chess over on with his offensive set.
Absolutely, and Bruckman goes against Biltoff. Biltoff went down hard. She's holding her elbow as she gets up. Foul's going to be called on Bruckman. That'll be her second, I have. They're showing third.
Yeah, it's the third. She had one earlier this quarter.
Okay. I knew I missed one somewhere along the line. My numbers weren't adding up. And now we found it. 47-28 with 2:24 to go. And I think it's going to send, they're going to send Biltoff to the line. They are. For a one-on-one. We are inside bonus. Yep. First shot, no good. Biltoff can't get it to go. Rebound goes to the Mustangs as they'll work in this final, 2:15. Bounce pass over to Chloe Gibson on the right side. Gibson back to Morris. Morris now works her way to the top of the key. Splits the double coverage. Back to Gibson. Gibson, good feet underneath the roof rack. Yeah, it was roof rack in there. No, check that. It's not. Carmi Grigg, but nevertheless, the shot is no good.
They called a foul off the shooter there.
Well, the Mustangs are going to get it back. Foul is going to be called on Biltoff, it looks like. Mustangs now back to work. Bruckman tries to go baseline, feeds inside. Shot is up. It's going to be short. Partially blocked. Carmi Grigg couldn't get it. 5'10 senior turnaround and met a wall of Raiders. And was not going to get it through. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Lawrence Nelson will get it back with 1:45 to go in the ballgame. 47-28 is our score. Miller now trying to find a way to get it to Biltoff. Biltoff is going to get it now. Double coverage. Too low off the post. Couldn't get it, but she'll get her own rebound. Now throw it up. Second shot. It's no good. Battle for it. Ruprecht and Biltoff go at it. And it'll be a jump ball. Possession will go to Silver Lake. Another example, Kelsey Biltoff. Two attempts right there. Both of them for naught. Silver Lake with the ball. Bailey Morris works with Bruckman. Back to Morris. One step in. Bruckman gets it back after trying to get it to Ruprecht. Ruprecht one more time. She'll go baseline against Biltoff and then throw it out and into the crowd. Tyson Urbana getting his game shirt on. He's ready to go out and play.
I almost got that one. I had my hands on it.
Not baseball. You can't keep it. They won't let you. 47-28, under a minute now to play. Raiders now trying to come up with an answer, but it's going to be too little, too late. 19-point lead for Silver Lake. Silver Lake will remain perfect in their season and hold on to that number one rating. Solid defense, but the Raiders are going to get it right back. Shot's going to be kicked up. Up and off the rim. No good from Brittany Miller. And the Mustangs will get it back. Clock down to 30. Silver Lake crowd on hand, waiting for the boys to come up. They'll be up next, but glad to see their number one ranked Silver Lake team come out on top. Clock now continues to wind down. Back out to Moore. She'll just hold on to it. Pass it over now to Chloe Gibson. Clock down to 10. Morris now just can be content to let the game end. It's down it goes. Silver Lake gets the win, and they do it in stunning fashion, improving now to 15-0, 47-28 is our final score at Silver Lake. Moores it on in the second half. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has offices in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
47-28 is our final score here in Roseland. Rob Osmond, Tyson Rabonic with you on the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE, proud sponsors of our post-game show. Getting ready for the boys to take the court here. They're in their pregame rituals, but just wrapping up watching the first-ranked D1 Silver Lake Mustangs continue their perfect season, 15-0 now. Nelson with a loss will fall to 9-5. Real quick, our top scorers for the Raiders, 15 points for Kelsey Biltoff, all but 13 for the Raiders, and that is something that Biltoff is, she's good, but she can't carry the entire team. Covanda has 5 points. Brittany Miller with 3. Lisa Pohlmeyer with 3, and Kristen Drudick with 2. That's your scoring for Kathy Biltoff's Lawrence Nelson Lady Raiders. For Silver Lake, 8 different scores for the Mustangs on top. Bailey Morris with 3 three-pointers gets 16 points to lead the Mustangs. Cammie Bruckman has 14 points and a very solid second-half effort for Bruckman. 6 points for Shelby Ruprecht, 5 for Mackenzie Scupa off the bench, and that's a solid performance for head coach Keith Grove of the Silver Lake Mustangs. You'll end up, when you tally the numbers together, to a 47-28 dominating performance by Silver Lake. And, boy, they certainly made a statement for number one again tonight.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob, and it was all due to that 9-0 run they started off the second half with. Just forcing turnovers, getting the ball in transition, they rebounded so much better in the second half than they did in the first half. Right? Saw a lot of offensive rebounds. There was actually 9 offensive rebounds. In fact, Lawrence Nelson in the first half, they finished with a total of 14 offensive rebounds. So only 5 in the second half, which meant that Silver Lake was just getting a lot more opportunities. When you give Silver Lake the opportunity to run the floor like that, they're going to score a lot of points. And they did to open up the second half and built themselves a pretty good lead that Lawrence Nelson was then able to not catch up to.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, and those things you can tell were starting to make their, I mean, when the stats come out and you actually get to look at them, you're going to see that, and that makes a huge difference. Lawrence Nelson just getting a lot of looks underneath the basket, but just not absolutely connecting and having a hard time. You know, it looked like a couple of times they made it look easy trying to break that press, but it was taking its toll.
It does. And that's one thing that Coach Grove stresses with that press that he runs, the pressure that he puts on offenses, is that even if you can break it, if you continue to run that for the entire game long, and if your defense has the stamina to run that for the entire game long, the other team is going to start to wear down. And really, we saw a big letdown there in the second half. I picked it up there in the fourth quarter a little bit. But overall, it's just kind of a letdown for Lawrence Nelson, and Silver Lake just pulled away.
Yeah, just absolutely all around a solid performance from Silver Lake tonight as they just absolutely dominate now and prepare to get ready for the conference play that's coming up. Silver Lake, the remaining part of their season, it all starts tomorrow. The Twin Valley Conference opens up in Donovan Trumbull. I'm sure that in some way, form, or fashion, we're going to be involved with that next week. Teams will be decided, so stay tuned. Check it out online at KLIQFM.com or check it out on HastingsLink.com as well. It'll be there. We'll know what games are going to be called, what games are going to be covered for that Twin Valley Conference tournament. When we get back to regular season play, Silver Lake will wrap up their season at home against Shelton, who is a very solid 10-14 in C2, and then they'll take on Giltner at home to wrap up the season right here. Taking, you know, Giltner, another one of those rivalry games, but Giltner not having their best year this year. They're 4-9 as we speak. They've got tournaments coming up too as well. Shifting gears, we'll take a look now at the schedule for Lawrence Nelson as they, again, also get ready for that Twin Valley Conference tournament at Donovan Trumbull. They're going to wrap up the season, and it doesn't get any easier for Lawrence Nelson now at 9-5. They'll take on Deschler. That's a C2 matchup at Deschler. Then they'll travel to Harvard, and then they'll be home against Superior. Superior, top-ranked team in C2, a ranked team, 11-3 record. Superior solid. Tough way for the Lawrence Nelson girls to wrap up their season. They are a solid team. Kathy Biltoff has a very solid team, doing an excellent job. Kathy Biltoff is with her Lawrence Nelson girls. I just kind of get the feeling they're one player short.
Yeah, Rob, it's really, you see that, you kind of saw that a little bit tonight where they got worn down a little bit, and Kathy Biltoff did not get the opportunity to turn to that bench. They kept the starters in there throughout the fourth quarter, and it just really didn't give them that ability. Their shooters, granted, they didn't have a lot of good looks because they were facing a very aggressive defense. So the looks weren't there. So, you know, you wonder what if players like Covanda and Miller and Trudick, if they would have gotten opportunities to shoot the ball, how different this game would have been. But Silver Lake just way too pressing on defense. I'll be interested to see especially how that game against Harvard turns out, because Harvard, I think they're having a winning record on the season so far in Class D1. So that'll be a very interesting game right before they go into play Superior, and certainly we'll be all looking to see how they go and play the Superior Wildcats.
Absolutely. Well, we'll certainly keep our fingers on the pulse of that conference tournament coming up here starting tomorrow. So, again, stay tuned for that. And we will let you know as soon as the brackets come out where we're going to be and how we're going to go about doing it, where you can tune in to check it out. That's going to wrap things up for game number one of our KLIQ Games of the Week. One more to go. We got the Silver Lake Boys and the Lawrence Nelson Raiders coming up here in just a few minutes. They're on the court warming up, but our girls score 47-28. Silver Lake keeps the season perfect. Rob Ossett, Tyson Robonic with you. Stay with us again. The boys coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, come into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware and take a look at Anderson Windows. Their high-performance, low-E glass, wood construction, and tight seal help give your home the weather resistance and insulating properties it needs to lower your bills in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Stop into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein, and see how beautiful saving energy can be. With Anderson Windows, long live the home.
The Knights of Columbus would like to welcome the Whoopers and Hoopers to Hastings. Come out and enjoy the Lenten Fish Fry this Friday night from 5:30 to 8. Just $6 gets you fish, potatoes, vegetable, choice of salad, coffee, or tea. The Knights of Columbus, 114 East 3rd Street in Hastings.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.